AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. They know he's dead, but they don't know exactly how he died. The alleged mastermind of the Paris terror attacks was killed during a police raid at a suburban apartment. Authorities there are now confirming this. AP correspondent Thomas Adamson is in Paris.
The Paris prosecutor has said that Abdelhamid Abaoud has been killed in the Wednesday morning police raid. The prosecutor's office said that the suspected mastermind's body was found in an apartment building in the Saint-Denis suburb of Paris. It said that the body was identified based on what it called skin samples.
The only other person killed during the raid was a woman who is believed to have detonated a suicide vest. Three police officials tell us she was Abaoud's cousin. The NYPD has seen that newly released Islamic State group video showing images of Times Square. And with just a week to go before the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade in New York, Deputy Police Commissioner and terrorism expert John Miller says what the militants are doing is pretty obvious.
One thing that ISIS understands almost better than terrorism is marketing. What you saw last night was a commercial. It's meant to sell a product. The product is fear. Could it happen here? Of course it could, but that's because it could happen anywhere.
President Obama says he sees no reason that the Paris terror attack should derail his promise to close Gitmo. He's promising to work meticulously, as he puts it, with Congress to try to close the Guantanamo Bay prison. A court hearing today in Delaware for a White House Secret Service officer charged with trying to solicit a 14-year-old girl for sex. Lee Robert Moore is due to appear today at a hearing where prosecutors will ask that he be held in custody until his trial. Fewer of us applied for unemployment last week. This is AP Radio News. Today we'll hear the leading Democratic candidates explain their strategy for fighting Islamic State militants. AP correspondent Diane Kaplan.
Hillary Clinton is focusing on homeland security and the role of U.S. leadership around the globe as she speaks in New York, while Bernie Sanders will talk about the Paris attacks and how the world community can defeat the Islamic State in remarks at Georgetown University. Both say the extremist group must be defeated, but they take different approaches. Clinton wants to set up a no-fly zone over northern Syria, something Sanders opposes. He's leaving the door open to U.S. partnerships with Iran and Russia. They agree on a couple of points. They oppose a large-scale ground combat operation, and neither is willing to call the fight a war against radical Islamic terrorists. I'm Diane Kaplan.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump doesn't think the U.S. should allow any immigrant refugees into this country at the moment, and he's questioning calls by rivals Jeb Bush and Ted Cruz to give preference to Christian refugees. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.